Well, obviously, today was a tough day at the office, and our hats go off to the Cincinnati Bengals. It's a good team, playoff caliber team. Tough to play them at home, and with the mistakes that I made, and you know, just the inconsistency throughout the day, not converting, doing those things, it becomes a lot tougher.
How frustrating is it from your end, Matt? You had been playing so well,
right?
You know, looked like, hey, you could be the answer to the Vikings situation, quarterback this year, and then you kind of take a step back today.
Well, we did take a step back today, you know, and unfortunately, like I said, we knew it was going to be a good team. It was going to be a tough place to play. At the same time, you know, anytime you go out there, you want to perform well, and we weren't able to achieve that today, and that's the part that is disappointing.
Matt, just describe what happened on that strip sack, third play of the game.
Right. They actually brought a pressure, and we thought that we were picked up, and there was two free rushers. I was trying to, you know, hold on to the ball, and they did a good job of taking it away and stripping it out of my hands.
You obviously had some turnover problems at times in Kansas City. What is it when they kind of start to come in bunches at times for you? I mean, how frustrating is it? Is anything you put a finger on when that happens?
No, you know, sometimes you're going to have those games, you know, and like you said, throughout the course of the year, you know, I've tried to do a good job of taking care of the ball, and today was one of those instances where we weren't able to get much done offensively, and, you know, the pick six was one of those where that's where my read would take me. The guy made a good play cutting down on it, and then the other one was ball that bounces up off two people's head. And then at the end of the game, you know, you're trying to make a play and throw the ball downfield and do that kind of stuff. So, unfortunately, you know, it came all in one game today.
Coach said after the game, you're still probably a starter for next Sunday. How good does it make you feel that, you know, hey, he's going to stick with you and not just have a knee-jerk reaction based on today?
Well, you know, I would love another opportunity to get out there and play, because obviously you want to get this taste out of your mouth. It's a bad feeling anytime you go out there and perform the way that we did offensively. And, you know, I think every guy in there was going to come out, and we'll put together a good week next week and get ready for the Detroit Lions.
The pick six, what do you say the read took you there? Seemed like there were two receivers, kind of, or a lot of traffic in that one area. Were both receivers supposed to be kind of in that area, or what?
Well, I think, you know, the way that it happened, Rhett might have, you know, had some contact, and then as Greg released outside, you know, it was post-safety, and that's kind of, we were trying to get him the ball right there, and I think that the guy just kind of came off of Rhett and did a good job, you know, getting in front of that throw.
And then they looked like pass interference on Jerome down the field on that deal. That would have been your second interception, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it looked like it to me, but then again, you know, you just have to go with the calls that are made, and unfortunately it was a turnover on our side.
You guys didn't win a true road game this year, I think only the third time in franchise history. How disappointing is it not, you know, winning a true road game this year on 7-1?
It's definitely disappointing. I think throughout the course of the year, I think we've had chances to win ball games, and today obviously the game got out of hand early, and then we were never able to recover. But throughout the course of the year, I think that we've played hard. We just haven't been able to finish. A win. I mean, that's the main goal every week. And, you know, and it's not about individual goals. It's not about individual performance. It's always about winning. And I think that's the main goal for next week.
Yeah, I know it goes with the position, but you probably had some pretty severe mood swings from last week to this week, the way the two games.
Right. I mean, you know, as good as last week was, then you come in here and it was as bad as it gets. You know, we stunk it up today, quite frankly. And they dominated us on their side of the ball. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but that's what happened.
Last couple. What would be the biggest difference between last week and this week? Pressure? You know.
Well, I mean, I can't pinpoint it right now. Obviously, we're going to have to watch the film and see what happened exactly. But we weren't able to convert on third down, stay on the field, do those kind of things, and that created a problem for us, you know.
On a positive note, Patterson had a nice game. I mean, what do you envision for this guy in the future? Just seeing, I mean, he's so versatile. You can use him in so many different ways.
Well, that's like you said. He's got great versatility. He's a special player in terms of his physical attributes. And then it's just about him growing and continuing to work hard at that receiver position. Thanks, guys.